You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here on Milwaukee Day, MKE Day. That is 414 day to you and me on this Monday, April 14th, 2025. You get it? April 4th month. 14th day, 414, that's the area code. Well, it used to be, the back in the old days. 414 was the only exchange. So it was 414-555-1212 or whatever. But now, of course, you have 612 and other there are other area codes.
But 414 is the is
414, it's the predominant, like the city of Milwaukee. Exactly. So that's where it comes from. 414 day, Milwaukee day. Glad to have Dan Schaefer on the program earlier today. As a reminder, Dan Schaefer, not just the political editor at Civic Media, but also the founder of the Recombobulation Area. You say, well, Todd, what the heck is a recombobulation area? Well, literally translated, if you've ever flown through Milwaukee's General Mitchell Field Airport, you get through the TSA line, and I'm not sure every gate, but at a couple, you get through the TSA line after you get patted down. And who doesn't enjoy a good pat down? After you get patted down, you know, you get your belts off, your shoes are off, your pants, what? My pants are off. And then you have to
private room.
Then you have to recombobulate yourself. And so there's literally a sign in that place that says recombobulation area. And so Dan Schaefer very smartly took that phrase and turned it into a political arena where you could go to www.therecombobulationarea.news. And then right there you go, and you've got the recombobulation area. And Dan Schaefer breaks everything down for you in Wisconsin politics, and nobody knows it better than Mr. Schaefer himself. So, and he has a great crew on the recombobulation area. Normally, it's like $50 or so. And so now you have to, or not you have to, but now you could go on and save 41.4% by simply going to the recombobulation area today. You save 41%, and right there you go. So that's do yourself a favor, get a deal. Let's make a deal, like Monty Hall used to say, get to the recombobulationarea.news and save 41.4% and be in the know. Be in the know, right? So, L.A. Tom is saying that he has Dan's newsletter. So, see, you don't even have to live in Wisconsin. You can live out in hinter parts unknown, as they say, and you can learn all about Wisconsin. Not that L.A. is hinter parts unknown, but you can live where I'm from. Southwest Wisconsin. So there you go. Do yourself a favor. Recombobulation area, 41.4% off today on MKE Milwaukee Day. 9 past the hour of 1 o'clock, and nothing says Milwaukee more than the Milwaukee Bucks, the Milwaukee Brewers. And there's one guy who knows all about this. He does yeoman's work. If it happens in Wisconsin sports, you're going to hear it first from the best guy in the business, our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who I understand now is kind enough to join us via the phone. Mike, happy Milwaukee Day.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Today is happy Milwaukee Day?
Yeah, 414 day.
Oh, that's right. I've got so much in my mind, man. I'm like between this place and that place and who's pitching tonight. And
I know, right?
Who's going to be in the draft. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. No. Okay. Happy Milwaukee Day.
Happy Milwaukee Day.
And the old 414. Yeah.
Right.
Duh. That's what my cell phone says.
Well, look, we're happy you joined us on short notice here just to check in a little bit. Lots going on in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee sports. You mentioned the Brewers. They had a nice homestand, and then they went out to Colorado was all right, but then Arizona, not so great. They have the day off, right, today before they start a new homestand against Detroit this week.
Well, you know, you've got Christian Yelich crashing one for 445 feet in the right. Nighttime out there, and there is something to that. I mean, they believe that. I hear that both from when the Packers play at Mile High, when the mm-hmm. Brewers are out there. There's something about it out there. You know, this game that they blew Saturday night, where they were up 4-0 through the whole game, and they let five runs in.
Yeah.
Trevor McGill was not quite, you know, ready. His stuff was off. What's been impressive about the Brewers and winning most of these series now after that 0-3 start in New York against the Yankees, I think, is the pitching. Because mm-hmm. Freddie Peralta has looked good. He had another good outing the other day. He'll hold them off for five innings or so, maybe just allow one run. And then where are they getting these guys? Like Chad Patrick, right?
Yeah.
They finally got Jose Quintana on the mound on Friday, and he looked like the veteran that he is, you know, a couple of jams, but he got out of it and held the runs. So they got a win. Was that 2-0, I think, Friday night mm-hmm. out in Arizona. And then this Tyler Alexander. How about this guy?
Right.
Now, he's actually older. He's had a few years of major league experience besides long serving in the minors. Left-handed pitcher. He's going to be on the mound tonight when they open up this series against the Tigers, but I think that's been key. The question mark, you know, the one that's raising the eyebrows is some of the relievers like Piamps. You'll know Piamps?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going in there, getting into jams, giving up two or three runs, and that's when they've lost their games. So Abner Uribe, as a reliever, I still think has got so much potential. And when he first came to the Brewers before the injury last year and everything, remember that first game he's in there? I was there covering it. Dude is 6'3". And that delivery is perfect. It's like three-quarters delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, this kid's got – it's not one of these wonky deliveries. He's got such a great delivery. He could pitch a long time mm-hmm. and become a starter. And Pat Murphy says he's got to do something besides three-digit fastballs.
Yeah,
you've got to move the ball in this league, and he's still struggling with that. And a little bit of the command and emotion too. But if he could do that, they would have another starter.
Right. No, it's and again, Pat Murphy, for my money, is just one of the best guys in the league, and he and his staff assembling all the things that you just said. I just think it proves why we're so lucky to have he and his staff here. As I said, Detroit's in town, and then Mike, they go on the road for like 2 weeks. They're not back until they face the Cubs in May. So I mean, if people want to get out and see them, they should do it this week against Detroit.
See it this week, yeah. And here's the deal, Todd. If I can get you, you know, downstairs about 2.5-3 hours before the game. Go through the clubhouse, and you go down on this hallway, and Murph, instead of sitting on the bench where all the media is gathered around, he lets you in the office.
Wow.
And he goes and he sits down, and he makes jokes about the PR director, you know, and how inept he is. I mean, it's like, it's a show, man.
Right.
It's, you know, it's like a comedy team. And
that's great.
And Mike just has to stand there and take it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And he makes fun of the beat guys. Because he takes, like, young reporters and say, well, that's a great question. I wish Adam McKelvey would come up with something like that every once in a while. So he dresses you down, and then he gets out these paper charts. He's still working off a paper chart.
I love it.
Look at this. And he holds up a calendar, and it's got all these different color-coded things about, all right, here's when I think Woody's going to come back, and here's when I think Tobias Myers is going to come back. It's like you understand firsthand just the bunny he has to pull out of a hat every night. Like, well, who the hell have I got in the pen that can start tonight?
Right. No, it's miraculous, and it's a great job. Now, here, let me tell you this, Mike. Back when I worked in politics, my buddy Jonathan and I, we would do work for our former boss, and Jonathan would bring all the stats to our boss's speech, and I would just add the fluff. And so we used to call ourselves Fluff and Stuff. And here now at Civic Media, Mike Clemens is the stuff. He has all the stuff. I have the fluff. Now, earlier, back in the football season, I brought you the Toyotathon. So here, yeah. Mike Clemens, in more mundane and stupid, sports news. General Mills has come to a agreement with Jackson Cheerio to launch a limited edition of Honey Nut Cheerios.
You're kidding
me. I'm holding it up.
Awesome.
I'm holding it up on the screen right now on my phone. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, I'm in transit, so I can hardly wait to Google that and look that up. Yeah, there you go. Your Twitter feed now. I'll check that out.
There's more of your mundane news. And serious stuff, though, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs, Mike.
Yeah, and pretty good showing yesterday, considering that, you know, they sat the whole team. I mean, it was kind of an exhibition game. The Bucks clinched that fifth seed and assured that they would start off going against the Indiana Pacers again, and we now know that game is going to be this Saturday at noon in Indianapolis, the first of a best-of-seven series. But, I mean, you know, yesterday there was no Giannis. Of course, Brooke Lopez was rested. Mm-hmm. Kevin Porter Jr., Scoot, as they call him, Torian Prince, Gary Trent Jr., all these guys sat yesterday, and they had a big lead on the Pistons, and then the Pistons, you know, throttled up there toward the end, scored like 6 points with the last couple of minutes left. Game goes into overtime, and Doc Rivers is like, "You got to be kidding me! Right. What do you mean over? Because he's missing the Masters, and he's serious,
right?"
About it.
And what a end of a Masters, by the way. That was fantastic.
It was incredible. It was incredible. I mean, have we seen any ratings yet from CBS?
No.
That had to be
it was fantastic. Mike,
but whatever, the Bucks have won 8 in a row, man, and they are on a roll. And I think the key that's going on right now is, you know, when they just do Giannis as he does, you know, usual Giannis, like under the rim and fighting under the paint and all that, he becomes somewhat predictable. And since Damian Lillard's been out and they use him the point guard, teams don't know where he's going with the ball.
Yeah.
And that's how he gets like a game like with 20 assists. Mm-hmm. And so they don't know who to key on. And that seems to have opened up for their shooters on the outside. It seems to be working for them.
Really excited to watch. Mike, a minute and a half left. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the NFL draft, of course, being held right here in Wisconsin and Green Bay at Lambeau Field. A week next week. I'll put it that way. I clarify this, Mike Clemens. Tell us, is this real? I heard rumors today online. Is Goody going to draft a wide receiver? Is that real or is that just in the wind?
I think it's in the wind.
All right.
I would be surprised that he would finally use a first round pick for a wide receiver. To me, you know where Kenny Clark's been? He's been at a stem cell treatment center in Panama City getting stem cell treatments.
Wow.
You know, he's going to be 30 this year. He's not getting any younger. And wouldn't this be the time where they would get yet another? I mean, and TJ Slayton left for Cincinnati. Maybe it's the time they get another big inside, you know, kind of nose guy that over the next year or two could learn from Kenny Clark and be his replacement. Because you know what? When you get to the draft, one of those things, just like replacing Favre, replacing Rodgers, it's like, who's the next big guy, important guy that we need to replace? I think it might be Kenny Clark.
Wow. Never replaceable, Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. Thank you very much, Mike, for joining us on the phone. I really appreciate you. Travel safe, my friend.
Why am I hungry for a bowl of Cheerios?
That's real.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on Civic Media. 21 now past the hour, 1 o'clock on Milwaukee Day. 414, April 14th, 2025. You could save 41.4% today at the recombobulation area with our wonderful Dan Schaefer, our political editor and the founder of the recombobulation area. Just head over on over to www.therecombobulationarea.news and you could save 41.4%. It's a value at any deal. You will not find a better way to follow Wisconsin politics than right there at the recombobulationarea.news. Many thanks to Mike Clemens for joining us on short notice there. How about that guy? I mean, he does it all. He covers it all. He's all over the state. He's all over the country. No better place to get your sports information than our very own Mike Clemens. Appreciate him coming on the show and updating us on the exciting times in sports right now. 22 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that. Then, of course, the
my choice is yours.
You can get with this.
Time once again for what's worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to hear your voice heard on statewide radio. All 11 stations in the Civic Media News Talk Sports Network. No better way to get your voice heard or your business heard than advertising right here at Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us and find out how. Timely indeed. Clemens, he travels all around. We should have asked him this question. He would know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here's a guy who's traveled all over. He's been everywhere. And I don't know about you, Zomers, but, you know, when nature calls, you don't want to go into some skanky place. And you don't know until sometimes you get in there, right? Whether what's going to happen. So here now, the category today, what's worse? Gas station bathrooms or fast food bathrooms? What's worse, gas station bathrooms or fast food bathrooms? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, have it. Just go to your Apple or Android device. Go to the app store. The search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up, little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King, now astronaut Gail King, thank you very much, calls a deal. What's worse, gas station bathrooms or fast food bathrooms? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
I think this question is a lot easier for Wisconsinites than it might be in other states.
Well, you have a good point there. You have a very good point.
Because we have a certain gas station chain that has very well-maintained bathrooms and is everywhere.
I'll just say it. Quick-trip bathrooms, you can't beat them with a stick.
Yeah. I mean, and plus, they have the little switch or button in all the bathrooms that if somehow something is wrong, you can let them know and they'll clean it right away. But I've never had an issue in a Quick-trip bathroom.
Never. Never been in a cleaner bathroom than Quick-trip.
I mean, well, a cleaner corporate or public bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, they're fantastic. The especially the newer ones now, and I guess they're kind of remodeling the older ones as well, but the newer ones have the great big like bathrooms where you can, it's very roomy, you know, the stalls have proper doors on them and everything. The towels are always there, soap filled up. Yeah, they're fantastic. But I've been to other places that I won't name that over the years, not so great.
Yeah, definitely.
Usually, like, if the key is on the end of a broom handle and you have to go outside to get in it, probably not going to, oftentimes,
it does not bode well.
Not bode well. And by the same token, certain fast food bathrooms. Now, for again, much like Quick Trip, Culver's, great bathrooms.
Yeah, I've also never had a Culver's bathroom be nasty.
No, it's great. But, you know, there are other smaller, older, kind of off-brand chains.
Or even some bigger names, if you have a location, like sometimes it'll be, just for example, right. McDonald's in such and such town is known to not have enough staff. Their bathroom might not be.
Well, that's another great point that oftentimes what's happening now, these places are understaffed, not the ones we may name the good ones, but the ones that fall short, which we're not going to name.
Right.
But they don't have adequate staff. And so the bathrooms get unclean, unleft. Bill, watching on YouTube, says fast food bathrooms are worse because you're seeing what you're about to eat. Oh, my good Lord.
Not totally wrong.
Right.
Megan in Sun Prairie texts in both. Both is good.
Both are good. All right, both are good. All right, well.
Or that both are worse. Or uncertain. Right.
What's worse, gas station bathrooms or fast food bathrooms? If you have a story, not to, you know, over
not
the top.
Not too graphic.
Right, not too graphic. But if you have a story of you might have gone into a fast food or a gas station bathroom that was not great, give us a call as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
The other thing that is unfortunate about some gas station or fast food bathrooms is if they are an old building and retrofitted with a dryer instead of paper towels.
Oh, yeah.
It can be so loud if it's just like essentially the room is a tile square.
Right. Or, and I've had this, not thank God, not very often, but like if a gas station or a restaurant has run out of toilet paper and I've sat down to do my business, I don't discover it until I'm ready for it. That makes a person very, very cranky indeed. Here's John in West Bend listening on WAUK says, we do a lot of traveling, almost 13,000 miles last year. Wow. And I have to say gas stations are worse. Most fast food, it reflects on the restaurant if the bathrooms are dirty. Great point, John. Well, now there's somebody who's experienced traveling. That's a great point, John. Very, very well said. 855-752-4842. Quickly to Tom in Jackson. Tom, you got 30 seconds. What's worse, gas station bathrooms or fast food bathrooms?
How about both? like the Quick Trips. The New Orleans are pretty clean, but after you get a couple years old, the bathrooms ain't the greatest. And even there's trash out in the lots. It's like, wow, they're taking over all these gas stations, you know, and put them out of business. Yeah, they got trash everywhere.
Well, that's interesting, Tom, because Zalmer's already saying, I've never been in and I'm not just saying that, I've just never been in a dirty Quick Trip bathroom. They've always been very nice. Now, outside, especially at this time of year, this time of year, trash is going to blow around. So I guess, and also, how about people that like clean out their trucks and cars and just stuff in the trash cans in the island? And then, you know, they know it's full, but they put stuff on top and then it blows around anyway. It's like, or somebody takes like a whole soda and pours it in the trash can. Then somebody's got to clean that out. Come on back. We'll take more of the calls on what's worse, gas station or fast food bathrooms, and touch on politics as well. L.A. Tom's been holding. We'll get to him. That's on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, Milwaukee Day, MKE 414 Day, April 14th. Get it? 414. 2025. Glad to have you along. Celebrate, especially if you're in the 414. Celebrate you. We celebrate you. Think about how many great you got the... Got the Brewers in Milwaukee, got the Bucks in Milwaukee, the Admirals are in Milwaukee, you got UW-Milwaukee, you got Marquette University, you've got the Lake, the Art Museum, lots of great people, Harley-Davidson, you've got the Ad Museum, there's a cool museum, can't remember now whether it's in the Third Ward or not, and it's all like a museum about advertising. I've been through it a couple of times. It's super cool. So get out and enjoy Milwaukee, whatever that means to you. Enjoy the people of Milwaukee. It's part of what makes Wisconsin great. And treat yourself to the recombobulation area, a gift subscription, or just subscribe yourself. Today only on 414 days, save 41.4%. Dan Schaefer and the entire folks at the recombobulation area, you can save by going to www.therecombobulationarea.news. Check it out today. 414 Day, Milwaukee Day. Zalmer's on the board. Glad to be along with him and with you on this Monday. Wrapping up, what's worse for today, gas station bathrooms or fast food bathrooms? Roger, listening in Stevens Point, says there are some C-stores that share the same location as fast food restaurants. They share the same bathrooms, and most of the bathrooms are cleaned by the fast food place under the terms of the lease, since most of the C-stores own the property. Now, that's fascinating. I didn't know that there was a way that those got cleaned like that. Steve in Milwaukee, most gas station bathrooms are worse, I guess is what he's saying. He says that Shell's seem to be the worst. Love's always has clean bathrooms. I've been to Love's once or twice in my life.
They also always have low gas prices in my experience.
Really? All right. Let's see here. Steve also says Quick Trip 2 seems to do a good job keeping their bathrooms clean. Yeah, I mean, for my money, if I got to go, I'm stopping at a Quick Trip because I can gas up. I can watch Charlie Behrens on the screen while I'm doing it, and then get a glazer and a couple.
Fill one tank, empty another.
That's it, Zombers. Fill one. You may have created a whole new marketing strategy for Quick Trip. Fill one tank and relieve another. I like that a lot, actually. All right, you quickly. What's your? Did you say what yours was?
I think I gotta say fast food is worse. Like
a times, bad fast food one. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the. Because I stop at Quick Trip so often now, right. I don't really get a lot of those random gas stations that right. I've gotten in the past where you're up north in the middle of nowhere and it's the only one around and it's got that, like you said, end of the broom handle key and it's outside.
Right. Those to me are the worst. Not Quick Trip, but random, just skanky outside gas station bathroom.
Matt in Middleton says truck stop bathrooms are worse than both. You never know what you'll run into, and something else I'm not going to read. But I think you can guess.
Well, you know, when nature calls. Anyway, thanks for all the calls. That is a Quick Trip. Or that is Quick Trip. I'm reading one thing saying enough. That's our what's worse for today. Thank you all for joining us. Let's do a quick check of some weekend headlines. Lots to happen over the weekend. Want to just wrap up a couple of these things. Remember the Associated Press? Great, you know, kind of the newskeeper of record for America, right down the middle, Associated Press. So Trump had kicked them out of the White House press pool, right? Said they were being unfair. And the reason was, and this is real, because the Associated Press refused to call the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. Well, they went to court. And so now, even though there is an injunction by the courts in effect to include the Associated Press, the AP is not included, or as of last night, for today's press pool.
Of course not.
And it's another big test on whether they'll be admitted to the White House events throughout today. I have not heard an update yet. But again, it's another chink in the armor of democracy, right? Just like what's happening with this court case, the guy that was sent to the prison in El Salvador, who by all accounts appears to be innocent or at least not eligible for deportation. And the Trump administration last week admitted that in court. And the individual from the Department of Justice who said in court, this was our error, Trump fired him. Gone. And now Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, meeting with Trump today in the White House. And he says, no, not going to return the guy. And Trump claims, well, nothing I can do. It's a sovereign country. And again, Jane and Greg, our colleagues on Matt and Aaron Air, were talking about this morning. I think it was Greg that made the point. Maybe they both did. Great point. You know, guess what else is a sovereign country? Greenland and Denmark, Panama. But no, we can go intimidate them. Another chink in democracy and in the armor. Also, this comes from Leah Lippman from the University of Michigan, and it was in Politico. Greg Sargent put it out there. More and more law firms are essentially surrendering to Trump, saying they'll pay fees or fines for things he doesn't like. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's just not time right now. Maybe we'll come back to it. But I want to go to this final paragraph from Lippman, who says, quote, the one thing is, by acquiescing, they, the law firms, are legitimizing these assertions of authority. They are suggesting we agree, we're in the wrong. And all of the reasons you've identified that we need to be punished for, yes, yes, sir, we agree. And that in and of itself is problematic. It also takes away from the methods of fighting back against the administration, which is just creating friction and resistance. Make them fight for all of the illegal, inappropriate, abusive, authoritarian things they want to do. Don't give it to them for free. Make them expend time and capital, unquote. That from Leah Lippman, University of Michigan Law School. And over the weekend, last night, Trump put out a big thing on his Truth Social media, attacking CBS. And again, this is real. Saying that the FCC, Federal Communication Commission, should pull the license, the broadcast license of CBS because he didn't like two stories. One dealing with Greenland, and I forget what the other one was. Maybe it was on the tariffs or something. Authoritarianism. Another chink in the armor of democracy. But people are rising up over the weekend. More rallies around the United States. One of them out in Los Angeles. Bernie Sanders, AOC, both there. And he's almost like an ongoing contributor. One of our great listeners, ongoing listeners out in Los Angeles, California. Tom in L.A. L.A. didn't mean to make you hang on for so long, but had some other things we had to get to there. I understand that you were at this rally, and all the things we just talked about are mentioned there over the weekend, disturbing and chinks in American democracy. But I think this is a good example of people are just saying, look, we're not going to let this die without a voice being heard.
100%, Todd. And first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we should never forget that. There were 36,000 of us that were in L.A. For the oligarchy rally with AOC and Bernie, and it was just absolutely incredible. And then what's even more incredible is Bernie showed up at Coachella, which is our big music festival out here, and of 150,000 young people that were at that, I guess not rally, but at the music festival, but Bernie came out and they were just all unbelievably in support of him, and they all booed Trump. And then yesterday, Bernie was in Utah, Red Utah, and he had 20,000 people that were at that event, and then 5,000 were in the overflow crowd. And now today he's going to be in Red, Idaho. So I think what it needs, what it's showing us is that we the people are the ones that are in charge here, and we cannot cave, because this is the kind of stuff that scares Donald Trump and also the billionaire class when we the people fight back. And I know I'm going to a protest on at the Tesla dealership on this coming Saturday. So,
and look, I think it's great. I think it's great. And Trigvy's talked about this on this show about places he's been at fighting authoritarians. It's important that people come out together because it gives a sense that, hey, we're not alone. I think that's great. And I think it's great to voice and to do that. But, you know, again, we'll just reiterate that whatever we're doing as Americans, we do it peacefully and nonviolently, because what happened in Pennsylvania this weekend with an attack on Governor Shapiro's home during Passover, no less, was pathetic and sick. And this guy that broke into the governor's mansion went after Shapiro also had a hammer and confessed afterwards that if he, not only did he gut the dining room, the Shapiros were having a Passover Seder. The plates were still on the table, and these things got burned because of this nut job that tried to take Shapiro and his family out. And this guy confessed to the police that if he had gotten to Shapiro, he was going to murder him with a hammer. I mean, I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. No room for political violence in this country.
100% agree. I don't believe in political violence. I don't believe, you know, people call up and say, oh, what about the Tesla dealerships being burned? I don't agree with that either.
Right.
You know what? I'm more of a man than that. I can actually use my brain, and I can actually go, you know, a mano in terms of where we can actually get something done. But it's good news because, you know, one thing that, you know, Bernie isn't forgetting is that with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, for your listeners, I don't know who he is, which I think all of them do, but brought us Social Security and Medicaid and many other programs. It's Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, another Democratic president, that brought us Medicare.
Right.
So, you know, we need, on the Democratic side, we need to actually start saying these things so people understand who it is that stands up for working people.
L.A., I'm up against the clock. Really appreciate you calling up that report from L.A. over the weekend. Let's go back to Madison, WMDX. Dick in Madison. Got about a minute or so. Dick, what say you?
Well, the situation with Governor Shapiro, too, he hasn't even addressed it at all. When he was asked about
You're talking about Trump.
He gave the same Trump. Yeah, he goes, oh, first I've heard of it.
Right.
Come on. You got to be the most out-of-touch president of the United States in the history of this country.
Or one of the most racist.
That, well, that goes without saying, too. But the other thing is this situation that's ongoing with these prisoners in El Salvador. And then Trump's got the president of El Salvador at the White House today.
Right, right.
Really? They're both two buckets of you-know-what.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've talked about, I know a little something because I've been there so much, and, I won't go into all that now, but Bukele's a smarter guy because he's actually done some really great things for the people of El Salvador, made it safer, infrastructure, a lot of other great things. Trump just doesn't understand that and get that. So, I mean, Bukele calls himself, quote unquote, the cool dictator. And I think that Trump is actually envious of Bukele.
Quite possibly. But, just everything across the board this weekend, he is completely out of touch.
Yeah.
I told John and Gordy this morning, the only thing he did right all weekend is did not enter himself in the Masters, because, of course, he would have said he won.
That's a great line. I like that. I like that a lot. Dick, thank you very much. Have a great day. Thanks for calling up. I was a little surprised we didn't see the Trumpster at the Masters.
Me too. We did get the new annual physical, he's eligible for the NFL draft, really.
Right. Right. I think they put, who was it? They had him next to an NFL player with the same stats. C.J. Stroud from Texas. And they're both weighing the same, height the same.
Alleged percentage of body fat.
A complete sham on the Trump side. Come on back. We'll wrap it up after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, where it is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS and ABC News, depending upon which of our great stations that you're listening to. A weather update, our great sports reporter. Again, many thanks from Mike Clemens for coming on the show today. He is going to be in with a sports report. And then I believe Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio, which is soon to be Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. This is great. Pat Kreitlow is in today for Dan Schaefer, who is in for Maggie Dawn, who is in for John and Gordy in the afternoon, who is in for Maggie Dawn, and now Pat Kreitlow is going to be on at 2 o'clock. So that'll be a lot of fun. Kreitlow is in today. You can listen to Kreitlow every morning, 6 until 8, and soon 6 until 9 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then I think Maggie will be back tomorrow. So everything will be situation normal. It is 414 Day. It is Milwaukee Day. Of course, Wisconsin's baseball team, the Brewers. And on Friday, this movie right here, My Hot Little Hand, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers, is out on DVD. But on Friday, it was released for free on Roku and the Roku channel. And now here now, Zomers has come out of his booth into the broadcast studio. Look at, he's like Vanna White behind me for those watching on the stream. He's making hand signals like Vanna White. And Zomers, now you're going to demonstrate how easy it is to do. And reason he's in here is because we have a very sensitive remote. Very sensitive, you understand. So he's going to change the screen behind me. Our beautiful, is it Sony? No, it's Samsung. Our beautiful Samsung screen. Look at this. All right, I'm going to get out of the way. He has changed it to an actual television now. And look at this. You flipped it. Where are you going, Zomers?
I went to search, and I'm searching Roku channel.
Just go to search, the search bar, and you search Roku, all right? There it is, Roku channel, and it pops up. Look at this, in real time. This is how easy it is. There's the purple screen that comes up on the Roku channel, and then you, what are you going down to? Categories. The category is?
Sports.
The category is sports. Zomers is navigating to sports on the Roku channel in real time. This is how easy it is, you understand? And look, right there, you just a bit outside. Click on that, Summers. Click on that. Unless we'll see it start up.
That's the beginning screen.
Now we get it. Will we get in trouble if we just let that play for the rest of the show? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, I think they'd appreciate that. So we're going to watch the start. Look at it breaks your heart. It breaks your heart. It is designed to break your heart. A. Bartlett Giamatti, Commissioner of Baseball, 1989. That's how the thing begins. And they're so right. Look, there's a picture of Bud Selig. And then the movie begins just a bit outside. You can see how easy that was? You see how quickly it happened? So on your TV at home, just download, if you don't have it, the Roku channel or Roku, and then go to Just a Bit Outside. And look, you yourself could call in sick today and watch the Brewers. You could watch the Brewers movie, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Now, I like that. I like doing the show behind the Just a Bit Outside movie.
It could be fun to do. Maybe not every day. But
We're going to talk about cheese. We're running out of time. I had to go up to Sauk City this morning. I stopped at Car Valley Cheese. I have a sack of cheese, a bag of cheese. How much is this? It's got to be over a pound. And I come in today, and I say to my friend, our friend Luke Mathers, would you like some fresh cheese? He says, no, I'll take a pass. Because he's drinking a Dr. Pepper or something. Who doesn't want cheese?
Fools.
I didn't say that. But so I can't eat this much cheese. So I'm gonna share it with all of our staff here in Madison. Let's do it quickly again. Rory McIlroy wins the Masters this weekend. It was a sudden death playoff. I think with Justin Rose. And here's the call now by good Lord, from CBS, Jim Nance, the Mad Cow. There you go. Jim Nance's call. As Rory McIlroy wins in sudden death in the Masters this weekend.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Now let this play, Zoners. Just keep letting it play, please, in the background. Because I didn't realize this until somebody at a site called Awful Announcing tweeted this out. CBS let this go for 7 minutes. And in 7 minutes, there might have been 11 or 12 sentences spoken.
Reaction in since 2014.
But this is how it's done. If you want a lesson in broadcasting, watch the end of the Masters.
He's there to console his friend who he admires so much.
Because Justin's a good man. He is incredible.
They're just good letting the sound take it. Jim Nance and the folks at CBS, they're just letting the moment happen. I think it was Al Michaels who once said, no words, just pictures. That's how it's done.
Incredible. Sometimes the atmosphere speaks for itself.
Incredible broadcasting. I want to leave you today the anniversary of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. His last letter was written to someone who had warned him to take care of himself. Lincoln said, "My dear sir, I intend to adopt the advice of my friends and use due precaution. I thank you for the assurance you give me that I shall be supported by conservative men like yourself in the efforts I may make to restore the Union so as to make it, to use your language, a union of hearts and hands, as well as of states. Yours truly, A. Lincoln." The last letter he ever wrote. So may it be that we each do our own part to make it a union of hearts and hands, as well as states. And look, behind me, it's still playing. This is how easy it is. Oh, very good. Our friends at Just a Bit Outside say you guys are amazing. No, you guys were amazing for making it. But look, if Zomers and I can get this on our TV, anybody could do it. It's free right now at the Roku channel. Go there, Just a Bit Outside. Keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Pat Kreitlow's next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.